Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our review of Venom, Let There Be Carnage. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this latest Sony sort of Marvel comic book
Sony-ish.
Film. Yeah. Directed by Andy Serkis. From a screenplay by Kelly Marcel with a story by Kelly Marcel and Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Interesting. Stars Michelle Williams, Naomi Harris, Reed Scott, Stephen Graham, and Woody Harrelson as, well, sort of Carnage, Cletus.
Mm-hmm.
97 minutes long budget. Wayne, what's your estimation?
Well, we know this thing made a bootload of money, so I'm sure they threw a bit of it at this time. How's 150?
It's 110 million.
Okay.
And it has taken 470 million. And I think for a while there, it was the highest due to the COVID pandemic opening weekend or something or other. But it's the sixth highest grossing film of 2021 as we speak.
And the first one killed, right?
First one did very well. Yeah. I don't know. You have the exact numbers in front of me.
No, it's insane though. Yeah.
What is Venom Let There Be Carnage about?
Okay. So it's about Eddie Brock. And by the way, I had to go back, find a YouTube recap of the first one.
Because it's that memorable.
I don't even remember barely this one. So it's about Eddie Brock, who's Tom Hardy. And he's still struggling to coexist with that shape-shifting extraterrestrial-ass Venom dude. And then this deranged-ass serial killer, Cletus, who you met at the end of the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also becomes host to an alien symbiote somehow, and Brock and Venom basically they fight. That's the movie. Then they fight, all right, and then some shit happens.
But pretty much. All right.
I mean, what else?
Critically, I'm surprised to say that Rotten Tomatoes has this as an approval rating of 59% based on 247 reviews with an average score of 5.4 out of 10. Metacritic has a weighted average of 48 out of 100 based on 47 critics, and CinemaScore, which goes to the audiences, gave it a B+. On the A+ to F scale. With all that in mind, Wayne, what did you think of Carnage, Venom, Let There Be?
Yeah, okay. I guess it was okay is my ultimate thing. It's like, I don't care about Venom. I do not care. When we pulled over reviewing Venom,
no.
I'm like, fuck, I wasn't looking forward to this. Right? Even though it's a superhero whatever movie, I didn't care for the first one and I didn't care for this one.
I think we were pretty lukewarm on the first one.
Yeah, and Michelle Williams is the best thing about the first one. I remember thinking, oh, that's a real actress. She's Oscar winning and shit, right?
Yeah, or nominated. I'm not sure she's won.
Whatever.
But
She's well regarded.
She's a real actor who is slumming it in these films and looks, I don't know if she's embarrassed in this film. She just has sort of one expression almost the whole way through the film. She's not doing any acting. She's barely in it to the last 15 minutes.
Totally phoning it in.
Yeah.
And understandably so, because this is one of those things, you signed a 2-picture deal, obviously. I think if they had said, they must have thrown a bunch of money at her to do this second one again. I'm not sure, right? But for her to actually... You're right. The character itself, when you watch it, it's like, okay, so she's just going through the motions.
Given that they broke up at the start of the first one, I don't really understand why she's still giving him time of day.
But, it's because of the 2-picture deal.
She's so far along in her relationship with her new guy, that's probably getting into spoiler territory, so we'll steer clear.
Yeah, okay.
Because there are no spoilers until we hit the button to denote that will take place, so we'll speak generally.
I will tell you this. Venom is quite funny. When I say the movie, so I'm talking about
the character.
I'm saying that sort of clinically. I'm not saying, oh, I found it funny. I'm saying it's doing funny. That's what it's doing.
It's trying to.
Yeah, it's trying to
this
do
film
funny.
This film leads even harder into the slapstick custard pie.
You wouldn't
comedy.
Believe. Now I
physical comedy.
Yes, and I was, correct me if I'm wrong, the tone of the first one was not that.
It was, but not as bad as this.
Yeah,
they've gone harder down that road.
Yeah, and they're actually now as a result of making Venom. Because there's an internal voice that you, the audience, hears, but no one else does. So they use that effect to quite good comedic effect. The first time I was like, oh, that was quite funny. And the second time, I'm like, wait a minute. Venom is funny. Isn't he supposed to be terrifying? And so...
I guess when he's a villain, he's meant to be terrifying.
Well, that's the
thing.
When
he's an anti-hero, he's funny.
There. Now, here's what's happening. They are now trying to make this a buddy cop kind of show by having his relationship with Eddie and the way that they have falling outs and argue or whatever, right? There's still supposed to be this love Venom has for him because he's the only parasite that actually will accept him. And, he's trying to help.
Eddie's the only one.
And so, and he's, he's sort of, he's sympathetic towards him with his relationship issues and things like that. So it's like...
We like Anne.
That's right. Now, I'm sitting there going, so humanizing the Venom has made it not harrowing or not, I don't respect him as much, shall we say? Oh, okay. Don't get me wrong. I like nice people, but this is a lot of things that he does is am I supposed to like him or not? And then I would say after talking about how in the first movie Venom can do anything and this and that, right? They go on to sort of depower him in a way, and I don't like the imbalance of that. It's all very weird, but not kind of weird enough for it to be interesting. How does that sound?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand,
what do you think?
Had a pretty strong visceral reaction to this particular film.
Did you?
And I'm not at all sad to be able to use this.
Oh, God.
I'm Megatron.
Okay.
Tremble before me, terrible films and television shows.
Okay, Negatron, let's
this
hear it.
This film is a massive piece of shit. There is not one redeemable feature about this film. It is awful to look at. The CG is cartoonish in the crappiest way. It feels like they've gone backwards from the first film. I'm sure they haven't. I'm just more angry about this one. The performances, with the exception of maybe Tom Hardy, who's at least having to act, given what's happening with Venom and whatever inside him,
yeah.
Everybody else is god-awful. Woody Harrelson, I love Woody Harrelson. He is so bad in this movie. It looks like he's got two notes. Make your jaw stick out and play with your fucking fake as fuck hair.
Yeah.
His hair is so bad in this movie. You spent $110 million. Couldn't you put 50 extra bucks aside for a better hairpiece? What is going on?
The actual... That's a good point you bring up, because Woody Harrelson, if it's the writing, it's the what... I don't know what it is.
It's but all the above. This script is dog shit.
Yeah. He is... It's the most one-dimensional shit character. There's nothing sort of like interesting enough about him other than he's just snarling the whole time.
He's a serial killer, right, who we don't know anything about. Yet somehow he has this connection to Eddie that's never explained in the
absolutely
film. We're just expected to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this whole film is. And yeah, we'll get into it more in spoilers, but it feels like you had to know all this extra stuff about Venom and Carnage and Spider-Man, I guess, to understand, to fill in the blanks for yourself. This film is 97 minutes long. It feels indeterminately longer than that.
Yeah.
But yet it wasn't long enough.
I know.
Because there's all this stuff I just skip over. Mm. There are literal hard cuts in this movie. I went, what? Hang on. How are we here?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
No, I had to rewind a bit and go, how do they get here? Why are they now in this scene? And I've done that a couple of times. Like, it's like, yeah, the movie just, it skips along when it doesn't need to or something.
It's so bad.
Mm.
This is the worst superhero movie I think we've ever reviewed on this show.
For me. Yeah.
Like Suicide Squad, bag of ass. Batman versus Superman, dawn of shitness.
Yeah.
Also terrible. But they had both of those films, for me at least, had some redeeming features.
For me, I've actually liked the Batman versus Superman one more since seeing Justice League.
Yeah. Well, Wonder Woman 1984, terrible as well. But this film, there is nothing about it. It feels like a soulless fucking cash grab.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy developed this story. I know. Let's make them fight more. Fucking what?
Well, what he's done is he's gone, because he's voicing Venom as well as Eddie Brock, right? So he gets to do this thing, Eddie, right? That's his thing.
But that's all done ADR, right?
Presumably.
It's not like he's ventriloquist doing it in
the scene. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Totally post, yeah. But like, that's what I think's happened. He's had some hand in the writing, presumably, whatever.
Well, he came up with a story. Kelly Marcel wrote the script.
So if I was an actor, I'd go, I'd like to have some funny arguments with myself. That would be interesting.
Well, that's the other thing. I didn't find this film funny at all. I think I might have snorted once.
I tittered a couple of times, I would say.
I should finish my point. 97 minutes, 13 minutes of which are credits. With a mid-credit scene, which we'll talk about in spoilers.
Yes.
Which goes for 2 minutes. So there's 11 minutes of credits in this film. Without the first 30, 45 seconds, whatever it is at the start of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't enough time for anything here. You just meant to buy, like you said, Cletus is this really menacing dude. And you meant to buy the way that Carnage comes into being. Fucking what? And you meant to buy that these creatures are elite hackers just by plugging their tendrils into a computer. Why?
Okay, there. I wrote a note about this, all right? Everyone, not a big spoiler, but basically, one, the way that the symbiote, the Carnage symbiote, comes into being is bullshit.
Yeah, we'll say that spoils.
All right? But also, there's a scene where someone, one of the symbiotes, sticks their tendrils into a computer
to a
port.
Laptop.
And can then, like
Willow, access the internet.
Yeah, can, like, access the internet and hack stuff and basically troll the internet. Because why?
Because it's the most convenient, short, easy way
exactly
to get the information required.
Horseshit.
Yeah.
Because if being organic was the thing that's allowed you to access computer networks, then we'd all be able to do it. This is bullshit. So yes, those things did not work.
Nothing works about this movie. I thought the fight scenes were boring and generic, just cartoon CG figures throwing themselves around everywhere.
Mm.
Ugh. Circus's direction is just flat and uninspiring.
Has he done something before, or is this his first thing?
I think he's done other things before. I can't tell you off the top
of my
head.
Okay, so this, I don't know if it was him that allowed it to be funny or what, but no, it's not interesting. Nothing. He should act. I didn't say that.
Yeah, but nothing about this film is interesting. It is so bad. I was stunned at how bad this film. I wasn't expecting a good film. I did not have high expectations. They were through the floor, yet this not exceeded, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Came in under even that.
That's huge. This if you is didn't a already like it.
Garbage film. No one should pay money to see it. You don't need to see it. Just ignore it, and hopefully Sony doesn't go back. They're going to, because it made $470 million in a COVID-affected world. Oh, somewhere along the line, Venom's going to pop up again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please, just make him a villain. Make him scary. Do something with him. And it's PG-13, of course, because that's how they make their money. But it just neuters. There's scenes in here it wants it to be terrifying.
Oh, and yes.
Extreme.
Surprisingly few people die.
Cut away from what would be a huge gore moment or whatever else, like, because it's PG.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And yep. Also, because maybe, I don't know if this, there's no reason for this to be this way because it's PG, but there's like scenes where like Eddie is dangling off the side of the building and then he gets a phone call and he's like, I'm just hanging around. Oh, and I'm like, what's that? Don't write that.
Yeah. All right, look, I think that's probably given and our general thoughts quite succinctly, not succinctly, pointedly.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. So let's get into the spoilers where we can speak freely. On the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. The truth being, as I've already said, that this is not a good film.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bite Eddie Brock.
Yep.
And you taste his blood. Carnage begins to grow. Sorry, not Carnage. An offshoot, a son of Venom will grow within you.
Which apparently is far more powerful than the initial Venom.
Which
doesn't make
sense. Oh, it's a red one.
Yeah.
Hang on. What, why is it more powerful than you?
Yeah. And also, why are you like all of a sudden so neutered when you're fighting the red one? Before, when you just came onto the scene, you were firing your fucking tendrils out everywhere. You controlled the whole room with it. Now this motherfucker tries to do that shit with you and all you can do is run across a fucking floor?
I think
this is bullshit.
The implication is that because Cletus is so big and powerful and scary, the symbiote in him is also that. But
that doesn't make sense because he's supposed to be a parasite and so is Eddie. So it doesn't actually take on the traits of the parasite. Right.
And what about this odd sort of thing then that we know that when Venom, they have their falling out, literally leaves him and jumps around other people and burns them out because they make that point the first one that they are a perfect or whatever it is, a good match.
Yeah.
Most symbiotes will kill their host very quickly or burn them out.
Yep.
So what are the odds then that Cletus happens to be someone who can handle
having
a symbiote inside? So it's all these very short cut fucking bullshit things that are never explained. You're just meant to go with it.
And also Venom is just killing random people, like by trying to take them over and then parasiting them, they die, and then they go, well, that didn't work, and I'm like, fuck you, asshole.
How about that scene when he went to a rave and just starts
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk, everyone. I've actually got a note here that says, what's this fucking scene of Venom giving a speech at a nightclub? All right? Because that's what happened, folks.
That's a bingo. 100%.
What he does is he starts like, first of all, he's existing without a parasite for an awfully long time for something that's supposed to be like, you know.
Well, actually, no, he was in someone else at that point.
Yeah, but he made the, like, he was walking around at one stage in the nightclub. I mean, it wasn't attached to anyone.
Wasn't he inside someone?
He was for a bit, then that person died, so he just got up and
assume he came out of that, not out of that person, but, you know, like he takes over Eddie, and he's the surface shell.
Nope. When he was making the speech, he was walking around the stage.
But that's irrelevant. It's still
the point being that was shit, but the speech itself was like, hey, everyone, I don't know, he was like saying some shit, and I'm like, what is this? And then the whole nightclub stops and listens to him, and I'm like, that doesn't happen in a nightclub. And also, this is stupid. And then everyone claps and goes, eh? And he actually takes this thing, his mic off her, and just starts talking. This doesn't make any fucking sense.
Where's
whatsoever.
Security?
This is
what's going on here?
It's bullshit. I don't know if humanizing him worked. I'll be honest with you. He should have just stayed like this thing and made Eddie Brock. I don't know. There should have been something about Eddie Brock being the character. It's weird. And that's shit.
Haven't even mentioned Francis or Shriek. As not they ever refer to her by that name. So Naomi Harris's character. We get their little crappy backstory with the cartoonsy sort of thing. She's the one that...
Oh, yes.
And is locked... All that stuff. Like, all right, he remembers she loves whatever car it is.
Yeah.
And so he steals that car and drives to rescue her. Then she gets in the car and starts driving. But they make the point that they're like teenagers. They're like 16, 17 years old. She's never driven a fucking car. How could she just get in that car and start driving it like she's a Formula One bloody race driver?
Didn't think of it. Did not even see it. But again, it's one of those things that is the least fucking offensive indiscretion that this show makes. So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's why it's so shit. It's actually shittily written. I mean, I was never in the bag for this, but holy crap. Like, I hope we don't...
What's Carnage's motive, apart from rescuing his girl? Or not Carnage, what's Cletus's motive? Like, what's he wants to get his girl out, and then presumably he wants to start, he wants to leave,
he wants to obviously break out of prison, then get his girl
murdering
back,
people.
But he wants to be the most fucking Hammer Time dude on earth.
Like, well, that's it. That's, and we don't even get that. Like, in Carnage. Wants what? We don't get anything about Carnage. Carnage is just long for the ride. And he just wants to kill. Like,
that's right.
That's not what a parasite does.
A parasite is, yeah, exactly. It doesn't.
It might incidentally kill its host, but it's not trying to kill its host.
No. And also, like, he has way more control over it, where he can, you know, poke his head out of the symbiote and go, "Hey, what's up?" You know, and I'm like, "What is that?"
Garbage.
Yeah,
even their resolution, like, you know, so Shriek is—it's not even Shriek in the end who sort of brings it about. They throw her into this church bell. And the church bell rings loud enough to knock both Eddie and Cletus out of their venom, symbiote, what do you call it,
whatever,
role,
yeah.
symbiote sort of role. And they fall. And of course, Eddie manages to grab onto something, fall nimbly to the ground. But Shriek's killed. And then Cletus is all but killed.
Yeah. And then Venom takes the like, you know, I
Carnage.
Guess Carnage,
his
the,
son.
This, which is much smaller.
Yep.
And then eats him.
Yep.
He just fucking eats him, and that's how he goes
Fuck
over him.
This guy.
Yeah.
That's our F word for the film.
There you go, exactly. Which was, I sort of tittered, but then I'm like, wait, if you could just eat him the whole time, what happened? Was he injured by the fall? Is that what makes
I guess
it
that's
fall?
The implication.
It's so shit.
What about Stephen Graham, the dude from Snatch, playing the cop who
is
antagonistic towards Eddie, then receives information from Eddie, then thinks it's Eddie and tries to...
Stupidest cop ever.
And then gets thrown and breaks his back or whatever on the frame. But then his eyes light up blue. What's that about? Never referred to.
Yeah, he never bit Eddie. What is that?
No, don't know.
What is this shit?
Don't know.
Also, it's setting up the shitty third one, which...
Probably.
Which I bet you make me watch. So
the only reason we watch these things is because other people watch them.
Yeah, I know. And that's unfortunately how we sometimes think it.
So bad. I was so angry by the end of watching this movie. I had to sort of not go to bed for an hour because I was too wound up.
Look, it didn't affect me that badly, but yeah, it's definitely, for me, a swing and a miss, but also like a swing and a miss that I also wasn't watching because I just don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have given as much as a fuck, but I just, when a film is this deplorable and it's put out there, it's like, go for it. Come on, everyone, lap it up. Now you're gonna.
Let me ask you this, because it's always interesting when you shit pan a film. Tell me one good thing about the film. Can you find one good thing about the film?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? So that's why it's like, oh, let's see where he's going with this.
The only thing I can get out of it is Tom Hardy's performance.
Do you know what it was? It's that Tom Hardy's performance was the only performance in the film.
Yeah, probably. Everyone else is just...
He's the one who cares, and you can tell because he wrote it. That's it. But that's not actually a good thing about the film. I expect a producer who stars in the film to actually care.
Co-writer,
whatever.
But, yeah, they did have the boyfriend character. They didn't kill him off. I guess that was... something different. I fully expected him to die and then imply they might wind up back together, and they didn't do that part at least.
Yeah, I think Michelle Williams is still my favorite thing about the film, even though she didn't give a shit.
She's like, terrible.
Why would we? Like, why would, I don't know. Yeah, this, I actually am struggling to find something real. What is it?
It's not good at all.
It's good.
We should talk about it before you finish up the mid-credit sequence.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the best thing about the film.
Is it though?
All right, everyone. So here's what happens at the mid-credit sequence. Eddie Brock is chilling in his apartment or something, lying next to Venom. By the way,
they've gone away. They've gone to some fucking resort thing.
No. Somewhere. What happened was initially he was in his house, right? And then something happens while they're talking, and all of a sudden he appears in the middle of this resort.
They weren't in his house. Remember, they left.
No.
The whole film showed them on a beach hiding the end of the film, the swirling away camera shot. They had to go into hiding.
Oh, yeah. But what happens right after that is that they were just lying indoors somewhere.
Yeah, indoors, but in a resort. I'm sure they're in the same place.
Well, then
it's
what?
Just that they flashed into a different
dimension of that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just in somewhere else. Okay. Well, yeah. What happens is they flash and all of a sudden, whoa, they're in a different, like, sort of like slightly different resort.
Was that caused by Venom trying to access all the memories of all the other symbiotes across 80 billion years or whatever he says?
I don't believe that was caused
by something else.
I believe what this is it's tying in, and this will make sense after the Spider-Man film or whatever.
Right.
Whatever it is that causes these interdimensional people to cross over and turn up and shit like that, right? That has obviously happened to Venom, and now he's in, because what happens is he wakes up in this fucking, you know, someone's room, and hey, who are you guys? And they look on the TV, and it's Tom Holland.
Yeah,
it's about Spider-Man.
Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
So it's like,
and then Venom goes over and does this weird lick of the screen. Why? Yeah. They've never met. They don't know each other. There's no semblance of Spider-Man to this point in time.
Yeah, that's for the fans or something. That's just like, oh, okay, let's connect these two, all right?
But that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's shit. I didn't say it was good. It was shit, right? I was like, oh, okay. But the best thing about it was like, oh, this is something new. So now they're bringing Venom into the MCU, all right?
Yep.
So I'm like, oh,
I just don't think it's
right.
I mean, it's already...
If Venom turns up like he is in the next Spider-Man movie or the one afterwards or whatever, he won't, right? it's going to suck.
Yep.
Like, that's going to suck.
Yep.
Right? Straight up.
It's going to torpedo what's already
Venom
a sinking
and Spider-Man
ship.
Is actually like a cartoon. From the comics, it's like a really big thing. But it doesn't work on film, if you ask me. It didn't work in Sam Raimi's film. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, there you are.
Venom. Yeah, I did read that theory, actually, that if he was accessing all the symbiotes through all of time, is it the multiverse symbiotes? And therefore, the Spider-Man 3 version of Venom, he's remembering that Peter Parker? I don't know. But that doesn't make sense because it's not Tom Holland.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know.
That's enough suppositioning and guessing around this piece of shit.
What is your...
My final score is 21. This is on my worst 10 of the year. I will never watch this. I'm not even with my daughter. I'll say, have at it yourself. Oh, yeah. I could not do this film again.
No, I agree. I'll never watch this again. I'll think about it again. My score, however, is about 40.
Two stars, never think about it again. You're a generous marker, sir.
I'm telling you, No, I just didn't care.
But gave the first one 2 stars too.
Yeah, I care very little for these, but it didn't offend me like it offended Paul. So I was just like, this is happening. And then I just left and there you go.
Fair enough. There we are. A hard, hard not recommend from the Countdown overall. If you've seen it and did enjoy it, or if you've seen it and agree, let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Facebook, the Listen Community, which the link's in the show notes, and check us out on Podbean, where we host, either through the app or you can check the link to the Podbean website. Also, in the show notes, that is it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been Soundboard.
I fart in your general direction.
Every dickhead who had anything to do with making this abomination of a film. We'll catch you next time. See ya.